This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel is pressing on with airstrikes on Gaza, including in areas where it told civilians to flee. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Israeli warplanes struck parts of the Gaza Strip overnight in relentless bombardments. They also bombed some of the last remaining slivers of land that Palestinians had been told to evacuate to in the territory's south. Meanwhile, more aid trucks entered the Rafah crossing as dozens of desperate Palestinians ran alongside in anticipation. Some clambered onto the vehicles and managed to grab boxes as the sound of an explosion could be heard nearby. The latest strikes came a day after the United States vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. The vote in the 15-member council for a ceasefire was 13-1, with the United Kingdom abstaining. I'm Karen Shamas.
Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen threatened Saturday to prevent any ship heading to Israeli ports from passing through the Red Sea and the Arabian Sea until enough food and medicine are allowed into the Gaza Strip. Iran-backed fighters in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Yemen have claimed responsibility for attacks on Israeli and U.S. targets since the Israel-Hamas war broke out. Houthi military spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Suri said in a televised speech Saturday evening that all ships heading to Israel, no matter their nationality, will be a target unless aid is allowed to enter Gaza freely. Quote, "We warn all ships and companies against dealing with Israeli ports," Suri said. He said Houthis have no intention to interrupt international trade, quote, "except for the ships that carry products to Israeli ports." He said the decision goes into effect immediately. For more on these and all the stories we're covering 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The University of Pennsylvania's president, Liz McGill, has resigned amid pressure from donors and criticism over testimony at a congressional hearing where she was unable to say, under repeated questioning, that calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate the school's conduct policy. The resignation from McGill in her second year as president of the Ivy League school was announced in a statement on the UPenn website by the Board of Trustees. A small group of demonstrators staged a very rare protest in Dubai Saturday on the sidelines of the UN climate summit known as COP28. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
About 25 protesters were demanding the release of pro-democracy activists imprisoned in the United Arab Emirates and Egypt, holding up pictures of Emirati prisoners Ahmed Mansour and Mohammed El Sadiq and Egyptian-British political activist Ala Abdel Fattah. As a condition of hosting COP28, the UAE had agreed to allow protests to take place there under UN guidelines. A researcher with the international advocacy group Human Rights Watch, Joey Shea, told the Reuters News Service just how significant the protest was.
There is no freedom of expression in the UAE. There is no freedom of association and assembly. This very small, extremely limited protest within a safe UN zone is historic. These names have never been said out loud in the UAE, and their release has never been publicly demanded in this way.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
European Union negotiators have reached a deal on the world's first comprehensive artificial intelligence rules. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The agreement paves the way for legal oversight of emerging technology used in popular services like ChatGPT, which it once promised to transform everyday life, but have also prompted warnings it could pose dangers to humanity. Italian lawmaker Brando Benefe co-led the negotiating efforts.
We had one objective, to deliver a legislation that would ensure that the ecosystem of AI in Europe would develop with a human-centric approach respecting fundamental rights and the European values.
Controversial points included police use of facial recognition surveillance. The law still needs final approval and won't take effect until 2025 at the earliest. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Philippines and its treaty ally, the United States, have separately condemned a high seas assault by the Chinese Coast Guard and suspected militia ships that repeatedly blasted water cannons to block three Philippine fisheries vessels from a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. The noontime assault Saturday by Chinese ships off the Scarborough Shoal, one of the most aggressive this year, caused, quote, significant damage to the communication and navigation equipment of one of the three Bureau of Fisheries and Aquatic Resources ships of the Philippines, Philippine officials said. They said suspected militia vessels accompanying Chinese Coast Guard ships used a long-range acoustic device that could impair hearing. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.